Governor, I know you've taken several steps in recent years to provide property tax relief to agriculture. I know it's a concern of yours, but some farm groups are saying that you're still not going far enough, and they'd like to see the what they call the structural imbalance in Nebraska's tax system addressed. So are you moving in that direction?
So if you look at what we've done with regard to property taxes, 2 years ago, we increased the property tax credit relief fund by over 45%. And we did that because we controlled spending. And fundamentally, that's the only way you can have sustainable tax relief is by controlling spending. Fundamentally, tax relief, any kind of tax relief, is the difference between spending restraint and revenue growth. And then last year, we came back with two bills that really try to tackle that issue with regard to expenses. Because the state doesn't collect property tax, it's all done locally. That's your school board, your county, city, NRD, community college, what have you. So the expense control needs to come there. And so we had some provisions that would help encourage those local entities to constrain their spending. Now, those bills got changed quite a bit, and we can certainly go into detail if those you want. We did get some of the spending constraints put in place, but we certainly got more work to do with regard to that. And then finally, this year, what we're talking about is major structural change about how we value ag land, to change it from the income potential assessment, or rather the market assessment we've done in the past, to an income potential assessment that will be more fair to our farmers and ranchers and more standard across ag states. This is something that has been a part of, I think, most of those farm groups' policy positions for a decade or more. So this is something that farm groups have been asking for a long time. And like I said, this is major structural change. Now, does that mean we can't do other things with regard to property tax relief? No, not all. This is not exclusive to other things we might do. But any attempt to raise taxes is not going to be supported by me. And that's really where we have to remember that you can't raise taxes to lower taxes. That just doesn't make any sense. And that's where I'm going to oppose raising taxes on our middle-class families. We have to look for other ideas that involve really controlling spending and making sure we make those changes that are going to help our farmers and ranchers be more competitive in the future. We also got to remember that we didn't get into the situation overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. We have to continue to make progress, make a step-by-step progress. Every year, that's what we've been doing in the little over 2 years that I've been governor.
So raising the sales tax to offset a property tax reduction is out of the question as far as you're concerned.
Raising taxes is raising taxes. And what's going to happen is most families are going to see that they're going to pay more in sales taxes than they get back in that property tax relief plan because it's a flawed strategy. And frankly, we've tried this in the past. It doesn't work. Back in the 1990s, the state put hundreds of millions of dollars into the Theosa school aid formula to try and bring about property tax relief. And by the end of the decade, all we had was record high property taxes and more spending. And that's because the state can't control the spending at the local level. That really needs that local partnership with people going to their local board meetings, especially when they're talking about the budget, and asking questions about how the money's being spent. Because even if valuations, for example, are going up, there's nothing that prevents our local entities from taking their tax levy now.